Yes, except when it comes to, like for us, when we're doing structural nailing, you can't use it because it... There's your nailing pattern comparatively to an air gun is...
Dwarven construction, that's what we're talking about. Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Age of Ashes Live, brought to you by Dicewise Entertainment. Thanks to our sponsors at Fantasy Grounds for providing us with the books that we are barreling through. This is episode 29 live, and there's also an audio-only podcast called the Elven Portal Podcast, which would be about, well, it's a little behind, and it will actually... be chopped up a bit, so the episodes will be a little shorter as we get going, but if you just want to listen into your car or a little busy and want to hear the dwarves going about their business, check out our podcast only. If you are not catching this live stream here at www.twitch.tv/GM's Cut live on Friday night around 7:30, 8 o'clock at the latest, you can catch it later on our Twitch channel, uploaded, and it also uploads to our Rollmongers Podcasting Network on YouTube. Many options to fight the household boredom during these strange times. With me in the house tonight, we have... what is this? I believe we dropped not one. Not one. Let me check my list here. Yeah. Two. Two people have dropped. So, while our cleric, Niles, is, you know, on the death's door... talking possibly to our favorite, dead NPC. Let's talk about Niles possibly waking up. You made your fortitude saves, you made your stabilization check. How long until you wake up, Mr. Gibson?
I have no idea.
A little while. The eye floor. Let's talk about you leveling your character, what you took, every little aspect of it.
All right. So, basically, with my class, I took another class of cleric. So with that, gave a class feat and a skill feat. So for the class feat, I took, surprise, surprise, Turn Undead.
Okay.
So since I've actually encountered undead now and know how nasty they are.
And?
And then for my skill feat, I took Student of the Canon.
What does that do?
That...
Can you also reference page numbers? I mean, I'm sure people are following our builds and they're just kind of like, oh, yeah, hey, wouldn't it be great if...
So Turn Undead is a class 2 feat for clerics, page 150, I think. But yeah, Student of the Canon, general skill, which allows me to... so I'll give you the definition here.
Mm-hmm.
I've researched many faiths enough to recognize notions about them that they are unlikely to be true. If I roll a critical failure on a religion check to decipher of a religious nature or to recall nature about a tenet of faith, I get a failure instead. When attempting to recall knowledge about tenets of my own faith and I roll a failure, I get a success. If I roll a success, I get a critical success.
Cool.
Whew, that was long-winded. So yeah, I get another spell and that's it. No base attack, no nothing. So.
Okay. And hit points?
Hit points, I got a big whopping.
Okay.
Get my class plus my con bonus.
Yeah.
Class being 8. The nice thing about this system is that it's static. It's not the old system where you roll, which everybody always kind of fudged their dice rolls anyways. Oh, look, I rolled a 1. No, I didn't. I rolled a 5. I'll take the average.
Okay.
Yep. So one of the thing that's neat is my Turn Undead class feature, which is a lot different than the old systems, every old system, not just Pathfinder, because now it's based off of a heal. So whenever I try to cast heal on an undead, i.e. to harm it, it has to make its saving throw. If not, it be frightened.
You can scare it.
Yeah. So that comes in handy when using the burst ability for healing.
Oh, okay.
Because you get to heal all your party members and hopefully scare while damaging.
Oh, that sounds cool to me.
Yeah.
So how about you, I'll get you to quickly, I'm just getting this set up, you know, like where we left off, right? Because we need to talk to the boys about what they're going to do with your bodies. You're unconscious, you know, because I'm sure the mustache marker is going to come out and,
Yeah.
I mean, you guys ever see Troll Hunters and the goblin dies and the next goblin in line of command pulls the marker and does the mustachio and it's kind of like... You are the one, you know, get that thing going on now. You are the one. So, down down deep, down here in, you know, in the donjon. I don't know how else we could say this dark, dismal place. Lads, you know, two of your members have dropped. You've defeated the whites. Yes, they were whites. What do you do?
I feed my cousin a potion of healing.
Oh yeah, weren't you doing that last game?
I was. And massaging the throat. Make sure it goes down nice and easy.
Hmm. Well, I'm sure he'll, he'll wake up shortly, sputtering, you know. If you lace, if you cut it with some alcohol, you know, I'm sure Theon will be like...
It'll go down much smoother. Albrecht, how are you making out there with that priest?
Much better.
Right then. And I'll dig into my pouch and pull out a minor healing potion and dump it down his throat.
Okay. Niles. Sure. So you stabilize, it gets you to zero, so now we can roll a D something.
Healing potions.
Oh, what other? We have lesser, we have minor. What exactly?
It's minor. I believe it's a D8, is it not?
That is correct.
If it's minor, then it's 1D8. If it's
big money, here's your one hit point.
That's all I need.
You've never seen a happier time to roll a one.
But if you take in my new static hit points I just got from leveling, then I'm doing quite well.
How are you feeling? Oh, I feel fine.
I feel happy.
I'm doing quite well.
Okay. That's not wine. You're trying to poison me?
He spits it out. That's funny. That's why you only got one hit point.
Did Janae cut it with some mead?
Well, we're short a member tonight. Frank's having trouble connecting because he's not following my instructions with the new Zoom and how to get in. And, you know, he's like, I gotta go play some Skyrim until the call's working. Like, no, it's working, man. Go through your older emails. It's there. Yeah, let me tell him this. So, a little stalling role play from Niles, who awakes. And I feel better.
I'm awake.
I had a vision, you know.
Yeah.
I saw, what was his name? The dead man.
Alex Stagram.
There's many dead men.
Well, the dead man. The dead human. How's that?
You're human. You were dead.
He had a request for you. Please, do what you must to remove the undead curse from this place. But try not to disturb those honored dead who rest here, even if you have to use take their toys. And he tells you of an item that he's searching for. Anything that could belong to his... Anything that would belong to his family. He describes a crest, and if you see it on anything, if you could return it, you know, with his body, wherever his body's going, be mostly appreciated. I feel my spirit is trapped here, somehow still connected to you and the others, and I'm hoping, you know, fulfilling...
Since we killed the storyline quick.
Yeah, filling the quest that I failed to fill perhaps will release me from this purgatory, and all of a sudden you feel like you're drowning. Wait, come back, I'm not done telling you, we met a things, you know, and then all of a sudden, clear, you know, you suck back, and there's a bearded face going, there you go, you'll be fine.
It's okay, it was only a fetch quest.
Yeah.
Do my laundry! Was that the Skeletor?
I have seen a vision.
Nay, your eyes were closed, you saw nothing.
So, I guess I get to, you know, removo el dedo.
Please, if you want help.
That was nasty. Nasty little comment.
Yeah.
You know what's nastier than that? Us.
Not by much. Half of us went down.
It may matter.
Oh, no.
It may matter. You know winners and you know losers. Yeah. But you ever hear about, I was a this much of a winner. Yeah. Or that much of a winner.
You're a winner.
Yeah, true enough. We're on the winning side, so that's all that matters.
Hey, well, and now you got another reason to have a pint.
Yes. Lots of them. All the stories we'll be able to tell.
Hey, and how? And how the mighty cleric,
hey man,
turned the undead and made them fell in fear of your god.
So,
even if he's a human god,
that'll be next time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
God, look, they're dead. Surely you soften them up there with your divine powers,
send, right?
That I did. I
keep sending it. And I don't know. Maybe it's not under Zoom, but
and you guys did the rest.
It was a team effort. It takes five fingers to make a fist.
Aye, but the true challenge comes with knowing what to do once you have made the fist.
You push it in their face as fast as you can.
Well, that's what you do with it, lad.
Aye. Oh, don't tell me your pa never taught you different either.
Well, I mean, there's a time and a place for everything.
Oi. The good old dwarven fist fixes many things.
It's seeing you. OnePowerGamer@msn.com.
So, lads, what do you reckon we should do?
Okay. Oh, we'll find out why we had such powerful creatures here.
I'm going to try to see if I can't find the...
Powerful creatures usually powerful heart attack, as far as I've been concerned.
I suppose a good look around is in order.
Because I've got to hear, like, it's already sent you since it's pending.
These but
it been, I did that, like, days ago.
I'll make sure our...
I don't know if it comes from Rollmongers.
Just type in Rollmongers. I'll just
type in Zoom or something, like, short and CVU.
It's a little hard to bring back around here. Theorn, stop sleeping.
You know what I mean? Do the search mode as opposed to just digging through it.
I think he's just taking
just keep slapping.
Because we're live and recording, I got them stalling. It's like,
I saw
like
a paladin do this once. He called it lay on hands.
Oh, he's unconscious. You know, it's 8 o'clock. We'll get going. It's like, oh, shit, I can't get this to work.
Hey, am I the only one that's actually injured besides the one?
Yes.
I'm just going to keep
No, I got the crap beat out of me.
I was the only one who did not get injured.
Although that the one's axe almost near cleaved your skull from this neck.
It's not an email.
Yeah, Zoom. The cursed...
And go to contact list and see if there's like a message or something for you in that. You know what I mean?
Get into.
Yeah, I think that thing has a taste for dwarven blood. Yeah. I think we should melt it down.
Sell it.
All right, thanks, man.
No, why would we put something like that that wants dwarven blood back in circulation? I know you're not too much opposed to it, but I have a vested stake and interest in dwarven longevity.
Okay, well, I will cast heal. Mr. DM,
mm-hmm.
I'll do it in a lovely little burst. So it's myself, Theoen. Who I don't know if you need.
Oh yeah,
I think he does.
I think we all do.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you guys roll?
I feel right as rain.
Did you guys roll for Theoen's? Was that like a natural?
Oh, yeah,
one?
You got to roll his. There.
Who got the one?
For
the
that was me.
Oh, okay,
giving it to Gnails. Right.
Five.
Now I'll do the big.
Mighty.
Everybody gets a big whopping five.
I love it.
Okay.
Oh, I got the good tingles. I took care of the hit points on my sheet there, DM, so don't be giving me double hit points.
Okay.
Not unless you feel.
No,
you
I, was, feel just, I was. If you guys look after your own, I can look after Theoen. So, yeah. I've got Theoen at 10 hit points. Niles is up to 14, still has 12 wounds. Miro says 18 hit points, still has 16 wounds. And Al's at full.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, you guys are still kind of shoddy, you know, you're getting into the big stuff.
I believe it'd be a good opportunity now to take a good full rest, get ourselves back to tip-top condition.
Yeah, maybe after we make sure there's nothing else that's going to come out and get us.
Wait, we have two of these beasties come out of these crypts. How many of these crypts are there?
Well, let's do the count, shall we?
More than two is a rhetorical question, is what I'm saying. Maybe get some new mortar around these things there.
But at least with this way, there's only one way in, one way out. So
that is true. So, Albrecht, is there anything glowy maybe perhaps around?
Oh, let me have a gander. And I will, at will, detect magic.
It's almost for you like putting on sunglasses, isn't it?
Pretty much.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
Sorry.
No.
Do I detect anything magical?
I asked you guys to stall, and now you're asking the DM direct questions while I'm desperately trying to get Frank in here. You're all fired. Hey, DM. You guys are... Okay. Everyone's always bitching. I'm so heavy on the mic. Here's the mic, everybody, and you choke. I ask you for one
There's
favor.
There's nothing to do.
There's tons of things to do. You guys have, like, a mattress full of stuff you guys could check and muck around.
That's what we're doing.
It's all poison.
Checking the room we're in. To make sure it's safe.
Yeah, we did. We checked them all. It's all poison or it's trinkets. But I got my pot still. I picked it back up.
Okay.
I will do, since we're out of combat. Yes, okay.
Yes. You're back in exploration mode. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 creepy music. Okay. Yeah.
So then I will heals.
There we go.
So how's the medicine work exactly? Like, if you roll high enough, it's pretty much like a low-level cure.
It's better than a low-level cure.
A what?
It's better.
And you can use it multiple times in a day?
Not every hour.
But if you take the battle medicine skill.
Yeah. Which you have.
I don't. But then you can do it in combat.
Oh.
What?
And you can do it to yourself while also in combat. So that part's
good. Cool. Name moi.
That I do not have yet. So.
Yeah. So it's on your docket.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
That's good to know. Right? But see, when you roll as bad as that, a 12. Well,
above 10, so I'm assuming that's your...
Yeah, you can still do damage with a botched medicine roll, right?
That's the problem.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
So it's super OP if you can nail the numbers, but if you don't, you can hurt them.
You just kind of stick the finger in the hole and squish it around.
Does it hurt here?
Give me a sec. I got to pull it up.
No, that's fine. For that. All right. So, hey, Theoden joins us. Theoden, your eyes flutter open. My Morbid's asleep.
Potion being shoved down your throat.
Glug, 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 glug. Hello? Anyone?
Since my last update, my laptop has been slow.
I believe you need to hit a DC of 15 to do some.
He does.
Yeah, and with a 12, you're unable to. It's not a critical fail, but you're unable to give like some hit points at this turn, at this time.
Well, I'm just reading it.
Yeah.
It's better to come out on the neutral line than the negative line.
Yes.
Theon,
especially with everybody being low.
I'm here.
All right.
Excellent, sir.
Yep. You
killed took you long enough to wake up, you lazy blugger.
Sorry.
He was just having a bit of a beauty nap there.
I was laying there waiting for something exciting to happen.
Such as?
Nothing.
He's in denial. He's just miserable because he actually lost a fight.
Well,
but he lost
on the
brighter
side of things.
He lost a fight to himself in those cards.
Yeah, those cards suck.
Yeah. They do. Moving on. Well, you're not dead, lad. Get up. Dust yourself off. You've seen worse days drinking yourself to the bottom of a rotten keg.
All right, go ahead and climb up.
So Theoden gets nothing. Sorry, my medicine check did not work on you.
He's dead.
No, he's not dead. Just you don't get anything. Sorry.
He's dead.
He's what?
That's fine.
Anybody else? Besides myself?
Theoden, you're looking pretty old there. It's got the other background.
Let's see. I believe I am trained in medicine. Not particularly well, but...
Your ass is still...
It can pass in a pinch. Let's see if I kill my cousin. Oh, natural 20. 25.
Oh.
That is a crit success, is it not?
Yeah. Yeah. You know how much that is?
How much is it?
4d8.
4d...
Shoves the cleric aside. Let me show you how dwarven healing works.
He gives him a keg of the good stuff that he was somehow hiding.
Yep.
There you go, lad. Have 25 hit points.
So now you have one hit point wound and 35.
But, and the wounded condition is removed.
Yeah. This is where you peel.
Like, not, doesn't matter what the number is, it's potent.
That's pretty cool.
What do you mean the wounded condition is?
Notice he's got a bone sticking out of his chest. I'm just like, oh, that looks like it hurts. Just pull it out. Oh,
yeah,
cousin, that feels so much better.
Yeah, who knew it? It wasn't my bone.
Yeah.
Somebody else's.
It's like somebody gets shot and then you show them the bulletproof vest he's wearing under his shirt. Oh, yeah, it must be the vest.
My feet are cold as you take the ice block off of their feet.
Oh,
there you go.
All right, so the man himself is back up and running. So a couple of things. We talked about Niles leveling, okay? And we talked about how much more often... Paizo is trying to push excitement in their roles with 10 above being crit and 10 below being crit fail and all this stuff. And then when you add the cards on top of it, it obviously, as we've proven time and again, much to their chagrin, it can be nasty. So what we've decided to do is not only limit the cards to named characters, but only to boss fights. So you guys can have your double damage and fails are, fails or misses and stuff, but every little miss against every little goblin is not going to have me whipping out cards and throwing down. You know what I mean? The cards are meant to add flavor and excitement. And in every little fight, if you guys are falling and literally hitting yourself, and you know what I mean? It's kind of, I don't think it's conducive to what the cards are supposed to be.
It's quite anticlimactic.
Yes. So across the board, because we had this conversation with Jay in our DVD, like just the other night again, across the board, okay, we're going to save the cards for a boss fight so that when you guys, gang up on the one monster, so you don't just drop them right away. If you do, it's going to be epic with a card backing you. And if not,
All right.
Just so you know, guys, everything you say in the chat pops up on video because I get notifications. So try to keep it game related because like the world is seeing what you guys are saying. It's popping up on the other screen. I don't know why, but it is. I guess I could just take this and just stick this somewhere else, but... So
You do that.
Put it somewhere else.
Right, speaking of pints, I'll be right back.
Nothing about bitching about your day in the middle of a game. So, guys, here we are.
Hey.
Less cards, less falling, less fumbling.
And loot.
A bunch of heal checks.
Sweet loot.
You guys wanted to know what was in here, right?
The booty.
Well, there's two undead that jumped out of the open ones, but technically...
Dude, that's not loot. That's actually antithesis.
There are... You know, six sarcophagi here with lids on. And Niles, you know, I don't know what you've told them, but you believe you saw something of the afterlife. Alec saying, you know, if you guys are going to start looting this place, he has no problem with you destroying undead. But the honored dead that are composed, he does not want those disturbed, even if you got to, you know, take their toys. Now, while this was going on, Matt was like casting detect magic. He's just getting excited and he's looking at each one like there's stuff everywhere. And he's just concentrating on the spell. So we'll leave him like just pointing and nodding, you know, just about everything. So who wants to do some lid popping with athletics or maybe some, you know, prying with the old thievery check?
Oh, didn't we have two that were already open?
Yep.
Is there anything in those ones?
Yes, they came out and almost killed you.
No, I meant something that still remains.
any goodies?
Yeah.
Anything,
Curtis? I'm also detecting magic.
Yeah, like as I was saying, like there's stuff lighting up. Five, like there's stuff lighting up everywhere. So much, you know, so much so.
Just too bright. Too bright.
I'm all for cracking a few of these open.
Okay, so
it's like if something jumps out, well, we're just putting the undead to rest.
Exactly. So how about we start with, if you guys do me a favor, okay? Start left to right.
From
the left side, Niles. Okay, so can I have athletics or thievery to, you know, pop this sucker?
Athletics every day. Mm-hmm. Cardio, as I always say.
Athletics. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll aid.
That's an 18.
I'll aid with a 10.
So it's a plus 2 is 20. And anyone else?
Sure. I'm standing right there. I will aid.
Natural 20.
Two dwarves, right?
That's an awesome aid.
One at each end, and you guys are like, right? And Niles comes over and he just like flips it sideways. It's easier if you guys just do this. Whoop. It's natural 20. And Niles is not sent home once more. You guys see a Hell Knight, you assume, wrapped in his linens, laid to rest in parade armor, and alongside him, barely fitting in. I mean, the edge of the sarcophagus is like thick stone, right? Mm. The edge comes along and like is niched out at the top and niched out for a pole at the bottom so that they could get the big hellbrid in there with him.
Nice.
And yes, it's detecting as magical.
Well, that's fancy.
So let's not disturb the dead. Take their stuff? Sure. Just don't touch the bodies.
Well, we don't want the undead to jump up wielding that stuff against us, so we might as well disarm them now.
Mm. And plus, magical weapons do help when fighting, you know, undead.
Always thinking, cousin. Always thinking.
You had to die, Niles, to get the thumbs up from our hovering, Alec, right? So, behind door number 2, box number 2, you know, you can leave the dungeon or you could have what's in this box.
Oh, we push the lid back on.
Okay,
yeah, so we take that halberd.
Yeah, okay.
Of course.
So, who wants it?
Give him a quick pat down. Make sure there's nothing else in there that he shouldn't have.
Now, what do you need to because you guys are like seriously compiling. Okay, you're out of combat. You got time. You're compiling so much stuff. As you guys are lifting and going ooh and ah, are you passing this off to Al to have him maybe do some checks to figure out what this stuff is?
Sure.
Okay.
So absolutely.
So let's start. So Al, give me some Arcana and you guys some athletics. And yeah, as you can see, the DC of 22, guys, like it's a 3-man. Who's our lead?
11.
You know, it's magical. It has some base enchantment on it, but you're not sure.
I'm just 20s. Aiding.
Oh, I'm not even aiding. I'm not helping this time.
Nope. Someone's popping a hernia this time.
Yep. I overstrained myself.
Yep. Ah! So adding two. For an aid success, not anything for a fail. On top of Miro, 17 is like, nope, I just can't get in there.
Try it again. Oh, that's just bad footing.
Minus 1 per attempt there on your lead, Miro, so that's 10. Yeah.
I spit on my hands. Yes, you got to lift with your knees.
Hey, so, you take point then. There you go.
26.
Nice.
And he lifts,
the table.
Yeah, he lifts with his knees.
Yeah, nice. Hold it up. Just like that.
I thought you lifted it with your back.
Well, you've got to use your knees to get it up to begin with.
Oh, smart.
Hmm. So, number two?
Nice.
Number two.
Another halberd.
Ooh, we're just making up a collection of these now, are we?
One for everybody.
Right? Maybe it's
Let's
not
have a good look at that. Arcana of 10. It seems to be about the same as the last one.
Magical.
I'm going to need some more time with this.
I'm assuming, though, the good news about a halberd, all right, is it's a D10 weapon. It's considered piercing. It's in the polearm group. So as a polearm, it's a versatile weapon, which means it can do piercing or slashing. It's mainly used for piercing, but it also counts as a slashing weapon. Some things have a damage reduction against certain types. And if this covers two out of the three categories, four if you count energy, right? You're not sure exactly what it does, but you do see the potency rune on the head there, Al. You know, so not only is it magical, it's obviously, you know, has pluses on it or some kind of side effect, you know, unlike the gem that stuck to it, his onesie, you know what I mean? There's an embedded potency rune, which means this is a plus one weapon or greater and possibly even more, you know, yada yada. That much I can give you, but what exactly? Now, you guys also know, Theowyn, that this is a reach weapon. They've made halberds reach weapons in second.
Nice.
And the magic embedded, for plus or not, Al, is evocation magic. Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'm just trying to formulate a battle plan, but if we've got a strong fighter in the front, maybe we should have someone directly behind him with one of these things.
Mm-hmm. Not too shabby. So moving on.
Al just looks at you.
Yeah. I guess that narrows it down, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The tall human in the back? Pokey pokey.
I'll kind of like
give him a nod and,
and
kind of thrust a halberd into his hands. There you go.
If you wanted to call dibs, you could have just called dibs, man. You don't have to beat around the bush.
I would love to see Theowyn flanked by two of you and the halberds go down and it's like a hallway for him to charge up. You know, just...
I would like to see that as well.
So, coffin number three, shall we?
Natural 20 to 8 for 26.
Well, nice. It's a natural 28 on my 24.
He's adding total. He's adding, you know. Oh, because we had Theo's lead.
I successfully
grab the lid and like whip it against the wall, smashing it into dust.
He didn't want to outshine his glory.
Our lead was Theowyn, which only brings you guys to 20. So sorry.
Lead was Muros.
But the last one, he failed, and you guys went, Theowyn, why don't you take the lead for a while?
No, Theowyn just blew it out of the water by himself.
Yeah, with a 26. I don't know where you're seeing these numbers, man.
You guys, Muros failed on the last box. So it's like, let's try again. And Theowyn is the leader now. So it's like, okay.
Yeah, with 26.
Yeah, last box. That's how you guys got the second halberd out.
Now the next box.
Yeah. And your lead, I'm assuming, is still...
Muros leaving is...
Leading is
44, is four, being aided by a 26.
Now, Theowyn, as far as I know, you guys had put Theowyn in the lead for the rest of the box.
Well, then I will continue to retry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, you could still retry.
Oh, yeah.
Does a 22 get?
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yep. But you're at minus two because you're on your second attempt. So these guys need to just buffer you. There you go. There's your buffer.
16 and 19.
Yep. A morning star.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Is it pinging?
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, let me see that. That's something I might be able to use.
Yeah, because morning star is a simple weapon, right?
Sure is.
It's a simple melee weapon. Also considered versatile.
An 11. I'm just like...
just poison. They poisoned this too.
The Morningstar is a D6 weapon. It's also considered versatile because it's a short aft ending in a metal ball studded with spikes. Now, a lot of people think it's the ball and chain. Technically, that's a flail. Morningstar is like a big, nasty club brute, spiky, you know.
Stick, heavy metal ball with spikes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But it can do piercing as well as bludgeoning. And it has the Rune of Happiness.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
23.
Okay.
The high, what is that, lid number four that we're on?
Yep.
Hi-ya.
Hi-ya.
A 10. I squeak in there.
Oh, I hurt myself.
From chin to toes, lying underneath in the man's grasp, is a great sword.
Oh.
Oh, yes. It's a D12 slashing weapon, Theowyn. Not an axe. Like not an axe, that. But
yeah. you're drooling, cousin.
It'll do in a pinch.
It's just running around with this.
Is it pinging
razor.
As well?
Yep.
Oh well, maybe I'll get a little luckier on this one. Yeah, 22.
It is a plus one great sword.
That there is a plus one great sword.
Or in your case, you could say the evocation magic increases its edge for, you know, hitting and damaging things.
By so it, one degree.
Yeah. Right, so it gets a plus one great sword.
Yeah, but these guys don't speak Arcana, so they're like, plus what?
What?
One?
Yeah, so one. It does better to hit, but the same damage, is that right? I don't understand.
I believe that it's not like ye olden times where you get plus one hit and damage. It's actually just a hit. Uh-huh. Just a hit, but other effects come later.
This weapon has been magically enchanted to strike truer than normal.
Okay. There's an empty lid you guys bypassed, nothing in with the white.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you just did this one, and then on the end, number 5.
Yeah! Natural 20 for a 28.
Nice. Fuck that table.
Yep. Glorious. It was glorious.
And Niles, or it's not Niles, Al?
Yes.
Let's talk about the evocation that's on this.
Wait a minute.
Wait for it.
Trying.
Waiting.
Wait for you to roll. ID the
How
item.
Do you like fire?
Oh, I see what you're saying. All right. 20.
Right. The coolest thing about a plus one magical war flail is it's a disarming weapon, a sweeping weapon, and a tripping weapon. It's everything you want to stick into a bludgeoning weapon flail that does d10 damage. Like,
ooh, that's nice.
Ooh, yeah. That's a fancy one.
Yeah. So if you
Oi, Theowyn, give a whirl with this. I'll toss it over to him.
So the plus one. Yeah, the plus when you try to sweep, you get a plus one circumstance to sweep someone.
Try to disarm as well.
So right. When you do the trip, you do your athletics. And you can use the weapon to actually trip someone.
Nice.
This weapon adds its bonus to the attack rolls. And it's considered a plus one item bonus to the athletics check to trip something. If you critically fail, okay, you can drop the weapon to take the effects of the failure instead of it being a critical failure. So instead of something really bad happening to you and your weapon, you can just let go of the weapon and it just counts as a regular fail.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah.
That'll come in handy when you're taking kneecaps.
Now, tripping and sweeping. I'm assuming sweeping, because I'm thinking of sweep the leg. Sweeping is like doing the arc, hitting two guys, right?
Yep.
Just like your great axe. You can follow through and get to the next guy, right? And you can use this for the plus one item bonus to do the athletics check to disarm someone. Yank it other hand. So very cool.
Nice.
Very cool and versatile weapon.
It's very utilitarian.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind giving that thing a swing.
Yes, because you did so well with your brand new little battle axe. That just
that thing's cursed. I'm not afraid to just leave it here,
melt it,
or sell it for the treasure it is, because clearly it's worthless in any other capacity.
It's obviously enchanted with some sort of dwarven slaying capabilities.
Now, that's right. Now that you guys are the dwarven greed subsides there, Al. There's more magic in this room,
lads.
The walls.
I'm detecting other magics afoot in this room.
There are very subtle, kind of like black light. You know what I mean? You have detect magic, so it's almost like you're shining a black light and only Al can see what's going on in this room.
Like a Jackson Pollock painting in here.
Besides the rave party and all, yeah. All the people on a party on a grave.
Oh, you don't want to see it. Turn your detect magic off.
There are runes on the walls, necromantic runes. Very old. But
what do I know about them with an arcana of 22?
These despoil the dead. It's sort of a fight fire with fire tactic. So basically, if anyone uses necromancy in the room, or, it kind of made the whites. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you guys coming in, you know, not necessarily would trigger it, but if somebody tried to use magic in this room, did certain things, this triggers, and that's their defense. Basically, it's like, oh, look at these wonderful Hell Knights. Let's make them zombies, and they'll be part of my entourage. This rune goes off and makes two of them into whites to destroy whatever tried to do that.
So I'll kind of relay over. Okay. This room's been warded. It seems that those creatures we encountered were a result of a trigger.
Take a quick look around. Does it look like anyone else has been here but us in a while?
Can I have a survival check? See if you guys can turn out any tracks or any markings or any evidence.
Survival. That'd be nature.
Okay.
Hey.
Niles, can I?
Oh, no, it's not survival. It's
since these guys are sort of all up in their mountain, Niles, can I have a society 15. Check?
I got a 20 survival.
Natural 19.
The proverbial fingers on the actual coffin, when you guys were lifting them, right? Mm-hmm. You disturbed the dust, right? It looks like somebody was tracing some of the designs. As if they were inspecting to see if there are other runes. Niles notices this. There is evidence that somebody was here. Somebody was like, you know, they didn't lift the lids, but they were like tracing the filigree and maybe not exactly like scribing runes in the dust, but you know what I mean? Somebody couldn't help putting a finger in the pretty pattern and going dee 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 dee, you know, that kind of thing. Evidence that there was someone here before you. Also, you can all have a society check, but I'd like Niles to be the lead on this since you guys are always talking about how you've been, you know, you only know mountain.
Well, we'll see. With an 11.
Make that a 13 because I got a 19 to help you.
I got nothing to help because I'm busy looking at this finger squiggles.
You guys can have your own checks. I just was hoping that, you know, it might come out of Niles first, logically. One of your, shall we say, graduate to a style, your mountain style stance, one of your training, right? A dwarven cleric, right?
Right.
Had actually raised, not dead, undead, because that's an evil act, but like took you out to a place where they were asked to put some, you know, wandering dead to rest. And before he just smite them with holy magic, he let you like, okay, what if you didn't have me? What if we didn't have our magic? You know, have a go. And while you're punching away at, you know, having a go at dead flesh, he's talking about, you know, them humans and the Hell Knights, you know, not these days, but way, way back in the day, some of the Hell Knight orders. Like down at Hell Knight Hill, because he talks about Isgard and, you know, like a plate location like this, which is close to our mountain, you know. They actually did this type of necromancy that, you know, they would inter their dead honorably, but some of them would have these runes placed on them that if somebody tried to disturb the gravesite, like a couple lucky winners would pop up as really nasty, powerful undead. Sort of like overkill on a couple
of
them.
That's kind of backwards logic there. You put them down the rest, but then you put a geese on them to make them unrest themselves.
Yeah, if somebody would come and do terrible things with the whole bunch of them, right?
Why don't you just put a rune on the door and make a good door that they can't open?
Well, it's been a long time.
Because they're not dwarves, that's why.
It's been a long time since these practices were done. Anyway, gentlemen, there is evidence that someone's here before you. There's evidence that a lot of these weapons are magical.
Eight.
And we have Niall's word that, you know, he spoke to Alex Ghost, yeah, right, and said we could keep the stuff.
Yep,
I like his moxie. I do. It's good. The ghost said it's okay.
Yep.
This sets the precedent in the future. When we go to Niles, it's okay. We take the stuff. It's like, okay, the ghost said go take it. They know you use it or more.
As long as we don't touch the bodies, it's all good.
Mm-hmm. I give a good wink at Niles. Hey, Niles, I got you. The ghost says take it all.
Right.
That sounds good.
Right then. So I'll slag along those glaives, pole arms, what are they? Pole arms?
Halberds.
Halberds. I'll slag them along unless you'd like one.
Yeah,
I'll
take one.
Oh, good then.
I'll take what you need there. I hear I'm the embodiment of the best weapon, and unless each of you can wield a Meros, you're stuck with what you can pick up.
Theron grabs you by the ankle, immediately starts swinging around the room.
Do you have proficiency for this?
I have proficiency, Meros.
Next level, you be careful.
Marshall.
So, player question for the DM. Would you allow us to actually do that if one of them was to burn a feat? For weapon proficiency, Meros?
I would be down for this.
I think this would be like a feat tree, right? So it'd be something like feat, low level feat.
Start
would be,
out, you just throw them.
It would be like a grabbing and holding the ankle and being able to drag them along. And the second feat would be like sort of do a reposition where you could grab by the ankle and flop him into a next square, and if anything was there, you might knock it over, and you're like building up slowly to, you know, because eventually he's going to go wrist, ankle, wrist, ankle, wrist, ankle, and start using him like nunchucks, but that's like a high level.
It's like some dwarven Cirque du Soleil from hell.
When you get to your 10th feet, not only is he nunchucking him, okay, he's flipping him under his shoulder and using him like bagpipes. There's like a spewing attack. There's all kinds of, this feat tree is very complicated. I'll begin working on it immediately.
Right?
Fort saves for the poor victim Miros coming out of his yang every time.
I got it.
So, can you guys pull those items off the party sheet, or do I need to put them on?
We cannot touch them on.
We are not allowed to touch them.
You must disperse
them.
Okay.
And so, I believe, to answer your question, it's a war flail.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I like that.
And now it's on Theoan's sheet. And Niles was going to take one of the halberds?
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken.
Do you want the greatsword too, Theoan?
And Al was going to drag it.
I mean, I can only swing so many things. But we're not leaving it behind. I'll carry it if need be.
How many can you throw, though?
Well, I can throw at least
all of them.
Three at a time.
There's a morning star and a greatsword left. And you guys are building up bulk.
I'll take the morning star.
I thought you already had the halberd.
No, I have it. I'm holding it, but I'm not going to use it.
No, I know, but as long as you carry it, okay, it's a bulk 2 item. Like, you guys are carrying this stuff, right?
Yep. That's why we have our pack mule of mules.
Hey, my hands can be full and I can still fight better than most of you.
Right, okay. So, I'll carry it
if need be, but
I'm dragging the halberd here, Al, and you also wanted to take the Morningstar because you can wield that.
Right.
Right, so the morning...
Anything excessive, Muros will carry.
Right.
Because we got the gusto.
That sounds good.
Okay, so the greatsword's going to go to Muros?
Sure. If no one else wants to carry it.
Okay. If you're going to swing it around, guys, go to your inventory and make sure that you switch it to the t-shirt so it's equipped. Dylan?
You need to worry about me swinging one of these things.
You just, okay.
How?
I've already equipped it to some of you. Okay. So.
Yeah, it's already in there. Oh, apparently I can use a magical halberd.
Yeah, because it's a...
Yeah, I can use it, but are you any good with it?
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're proficiency.
No. I think that's more the important question.
Like, you should go into your actions and for your Morningstar, click on proficiency, yes, and then it'll take the penalties off and, you know.
Oi.
It's just a raw roll.
Mm.
Am I proficient? Apparently so. Halberds are a simple weapon?
No. No, I don't think so.
Then I do not know.
Well, simple in concept.
Do.
So, anyway.
Mm-hmm. So, we're a bit mocked up. Well, actually, just me.
No, you guys have been down, and you've been in this room for actually a couple hours now, between all the healing checks and, you know, discovery or whatever, and technically, as far as you're looking at the numbers, unless you guys just want to go outside, report, and have some goblin stew or something, find a bear, as far as I can tell, you're good to do more rooms.
I'm all for doing a few more rooms. Let's get this thing done and over with. Importantly, let's find out who's been here before us.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was finger drawn on these crypts and set things off. It would be nice to know who made it here, who made it this far, I should say.
Yeah. So, back outside, back to our tunnels. Pick a new tunnel, right? Head on out.
Hey, Niles, you got much more than wiggly fingers. Your magic, you're torching. I see you torch us, and we feel better.
Yes.
You got lots of that left.
Some. Enough to keep us going for a bit.
I cannot lie, my repertoire is getting close to nil myself, but I can carry along just off me basic stuffs.
Hey, now you run out of punch. I know that. And Theoan, your axe, she's sharp. You got your Bessie back, right?
Yep. Well, I got this here flail I'll give a swing about.
Oi, oi.
All right, so we'll move here. Start moving down.
Okay,
Follow in the flank behind, just behind him.
I'll take the next position.
Well, who's got one of them fancy halberds? Niles. Let's give that thing
after
a rip behind
me.
Well, both Niles and Albert got a halberd.
Yeah, but I'm not going to.
I'm just dragging it along.
Yep.
Because it was nice and shiny when I pinged her.
Right.
But I will have my shield out.
It's probably a good idea.
Okay.
Smart
now,
move.
At the beginning of a round, you need to raise said shield. At the beginning of... Yep. Sorry. Beginning of, we're in exploration mode. When we get to an encounter, we'll talk about this really quickly, okay? When you're in an encounter mode, to use the shield inside of a round, you got to raise it up. Right?
That is correct.
Okay. Our monk can't walk around cheeks clenched the entire dungeon. Every encounter, he has to enter the stance, but he doesn't have to reinvest the action every round. He just goes into it, it burns an action, and he's allowed to use his flurry. Now, I did some little in-depth reading and talked about what's an attack and what's not. And the stance is a trigger action, and it does stack with certain things. So when you go into your stance, that round and the rounds after, where you don't have to keep reinvesting or whatever, you don't necessarily have to count it as your second action, because it's a stance, it's an attack, incur penalties. But anyway, we were missing a couple things with the way we were doing, but we weren't necessarily getting anything horribly, horribly wrong. Anyway, Theoin, you wish to listen at the door.
Yep. Listen. Well,
we never do that.
Wait, oh, sorry, they be listening
sorry,
at the other side
of
the door?
I'm thinking about Dice for Dishonored, it comes later, where Sir Lord Gildevarth listens every door.
Using me dwarven stealth, I bust open the door and jump in. Surprise.
Let's see if this door has heard of your reputation. It cringes. It cringes at the sight of you. All right.
Just opens by itself. Ugh, it gets out of his way.
Yeah. No.
What do we see? Along the southern wall here is a large... there's a large relief carving.
Move it right into the room. Here's my perception.
Well, you might as well get in there since he's interrupted me twice.
Perception's abroad.
Al's in 24. There. What do I see? He's yelling over the narration.
With my peepers. 17 percept.
Everybody, okay, sure. Bust in the room, fan out.
Yep.
Take it all That's in, all boys.
Right. Whoops.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Be very observant today, lads.
You guys
Perhaps
are
Perhaps we learn from the last encounter.
Yeah.
Look first, swing later.
Right.
It's great you're all rolling, but I still need you to call these numbers out, gentlemen, for your...
25 perception for Theoin.
Mm-hmm. 24 for Albrecht.
Holy smokes. Yeah, I'm definitely running into another blob.
Muros?
It's 17.
The fans like to hear the numbers. It's a game geeky thing. And Niles?
20.
Along the southern wall here is a large relief carving of a sunburst made of nails. Instead of typical flagstones, the floor is made up of headstones with names and dates. Curiously, six of the headstones seem to be pried open to reveal empty graves within.
Keep a sharp eye, there's six of them.
And these are the stones I've revealed.
Yes.
Revealio.
All right.
Screw. These dots along the wall, are they sconces?
Yes, they are.
But they're not lit.
No, they are not.
Well, no one our cleric cannot see in the dark. I'll produce flame in these sconces by the door.
Okay.
Providing some rudimentary light.
Very nice. So instead of putting a torch in, you just actually make the holder glow. It's very kind of him, if you think about it. Very nice, very nice.
So now that we know that someone may or may not have got here before us, do we see any steps on the floor? Any signs they've made it this far?
Oh, cousin, you're always thinking. Always thinking.
Good. I'm suspicious is what I am.
He's suspicious?
Oh, there was dust moved on top of the crypts.
Always. So something's done pissed off at least six of these things. They basically jumped out of their holes to tell us that much. We've just not found them. Speaking of which, what am I? I'd like to move to right there. What do I see to the west of me? That looks like an opening there, but I can't perceive.
Let me change our form to battle and add a little battle music. No reason. Oh, really?
It's good that we all have different battle theme songs.
So we know that that's how we step in combat. It's like a band. It's a dance. We all need to be in tune in together. We all go off in a different tangent.
Okay. So let's back. I'd like to go back in time here for a moment. Okay. No, seriously.
We done fucked up, boys. We done fucked up.
Theoin's just moving his guy around. Stop that.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Okay. You kick open the door, right? And then all of a sudden you guys are like, perception, let's all I'll go in, right? So take up your initial positions as you enter the door again.
All right.
Okay, so Theoin goes in first.
Right? So the door opens.
Right. And Theoin came in.
Moves to there.
Right. And you got, was Niall still loitering in the hallway or was it literally bunched up like this?
They should be bunched up like that. Oh, wait, Niles can guard us all with that giant stab stick he's got.
Okay. On my back.
Oh, take that thing off your back and into your hands where it belongs.
Okay.
Oh, I need my shield.
You don't need a shield. You've got that giant stabber pointing on it.
You got three dwarves on every side of you.
Okay. You guys look around, and at a glance, you have to take this in quickly, because suddenly, everyone but Niles gets to act in the surprise round, as immediately skeletal Hell Knights, right?
Oh!
That are bones.
Six of them.
And thin, and just up against the walls, you know, and not looking like people. They've kind of sat themselves in weird corners and they're crawling around.
Oh, they're doing the exorcist thing in the corner.
Oh, the crumpled marionette.
Yeah, just that kind of, yeah. So
wrong.
But
so wrong.
A cursory with the 25 and the 24 and, you know, Niles with his 20. Sorry, Miros is the only one who doesn't see.
No.
Oh, Miros. So beginning the surprise round, okay, with them, because they actually... have pulled some serious numbers. Starting the surprise round with everyone but Miros. And correct me if I'm wrong here, Joe. Surprise round, you just get a full round. Right? Okay. So you guys come in, fan out, and then all of a sudden there's that creaking bone, and all of a sudden, oh shit, battle music starts up. Where are they coming from? You notice the holes in the floor. You scan for exits. You even see that there's a depression in this room here. You know, possible exits, Theon. There's an archway on your right. There's an archway on your south. They're all coming. Four of them come from the bottom long L to the left. The narrow hallway, 15 feet, that kind of goes below us and out to the left. And the large room sort of lobby that we're in, there's one right beside Miros. There's one right beside Al.
Hi.
Yeah. And starting with the one that's beside Al, this thing just... lifts a halberd and takes a swing at Al.
Well, that's not neighborly.
Natural 20 with a crit.
No.
So you step in the room and it just swings this thing right into you. With a crit getting double damage. I rolled two twos, but a plus 8 is 12. So Al, you take 12 points of damage
right off the gizzard.
Yeah, now this, you're telling me it's not a single action. It's a full, you know, full round. Okay, yep. So these things are wandering around, and I'll even say it takes them an action to like, oh, you know, we see you guys bust in. Oh, you know, they ready their weapon. And oh, you know what I mean? Slow to react, they're reactionary. Because they didn't know you were coming. It's been a long time since anybody was here, and they're just shambling around the room. Then you kick the door open, and they kind of go, huh? Perception, right? You're right there. Okay, get the weapon and drop it. Seems fair. So I'm going to say very luckily... you guys don't get, because I could see this in the future, is if a monster is placed beside you and just happens to get initiative on you, you could get demolished. Like, there's one thing for like Theon, who is the explorer, busting into a room, weapon up, expecting trouble, and just beating the crap out of butt monkeys. That I get. But these things wandering, you know, it's just kind of like, Anyway, 5, 10, and stops here and is going to attack Theon at length with my halberd. Oh, sorry. He doesn't move at all. Not everybody has a halberd. This guy pulls a bow and shoots a short throw at Theon and misses. Twing. The next is right beside Miros, draws a scimitar.
Oh.
And has a bow on his back. Let's talk about forceful weapons and sweeping weapons, Joe.
Sure. What would you like to talk about?
Forceful weapons.
Forceful weapons?
And Excuse me while I whip this out.
And sweep it. Now, I miss, and he actually does a critical miss. So it comes at you and tries to, like, you know, just hit you for damage or whatever. And he actually, you're too close. You step into it. And before he can, you know, turn the blade, it catches you flat. And you just push forward and, you know, those rock hard pecs or whatever. And he drops it. You actually push onto his hand and this part of his bone hand crumbles. And he actually drops the weapon as a critical miss. Next up, we have... 5, 10. This guy's skirting the hall, drawing his bow, and is going to take a shot. Next guy in line, which would be Niles. Where's Niles here?
In the middle.
Yep. Got a straight bead on you. And shoots at you with his bow. Hitting you. You take an arrow right to the knee. Oh, sorry. That was not supposed to be another hit. It was supposed to be damage. Okay, 1 point, but still.
Is there a cover bonus?
Yep, but with my 23 to hit Niles, you're flanked by two friendlies and they only give a plus one. And that's assuming they're not breaching the rule of, oh, I can like touch the tip of your square. But even if I gave them the plus one AC with a 23, it's like, I'm not going to get to it. Right through, right in the knee.
It was your adventuring career.
Yep.
Yep.
Looks like you're a city knee. Guard now.
15, 20, 25. And it's going to take a shot at Theoin. Close to a short range. And natural one. Just like it goes and reaches, right? And pulls nothing from its quiver and just goes twink with the bow. Like, there's no arrow there. It's just like, okay. No one gave him arrows, you know. He reaches back and like his decayed quiver just drops all the arrows out of the bottom. You just see all the arrows, like 20 arrows, splay onto the floor at his feet. And it's like, I'm gonna break his bowstring, because that would just be mean. Imagine the crafting time and crafting checks to get a bowstring back. I mean, that would just be mean.
His bow becomes misaligned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you watch Dice Before Dishonor and listen to that pod, you'll know exactly what we're talking about. So, I've used everybody except for the guy in the far corner. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, did I miss one? Oh, I must have missed this. Sorry.
Number five.
The last guy here. Right. So again, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 comes to the corner, and out in front, there's Theoin. So I'm going to try and shoot Theoin with my bow. And there we go. With a miss.
You're welcome.
Next. Al, you are up. Miros. Never mind, because you've missed the surprise round. You got to wait. Niles is on deck. Al, what do you want to do?
I'm going to cast telekinetic projectile.
Okay. I can tell you something, Al. I'm not saying you have to burn the perception to know, but this undead guy with the big halberd, okay, it does not look like the whites that you just fought. He looks different. He's in full-on Hell Knight armor with a tattered red cloak, and he has no helm, and his skull gives off a bluish-reddish flaming aura, piercing eyes, and just totally like, oh, God! Really nasty-looking one.
Ew. Right then. So, yeah, first, then I shall move back into the doorway. Nope, didn't like that very much. And then once I'm in the doorway, I'll cast telekinetic projectile, lobbing anything, even the arrow that missed, or just take the arrow right out of his knee.
I'll take that. Oh, God.
So, let's see. ID. Miss.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
Righto. Next. I'm going to see if I can't zoom in. Yeah, so we're skipping Miros and we're going right to... I'm just going to see if I can't zoom in on the battle here for two reasons. One, because right now the battle is sort of, you know, going on at one end of the hall, unless you guys spread out or whatever. And two, shout out to our secondary sponsor, a certain Mr. Devin Knight. So as the turns come up, I'm going to replace the pogs with his cool looking minis, because I gotta tell you, the guy in front of you right now, someone special. Let me show you. This is Al's new best friend. Halbrid.
No, it's not.
Halbrid full on Hell Knight armor.
Oh, he's got an arrow to his knee.
You don't, well, that's what you threw at him, but you missed. He didn't seem to care.
Chunk. Got him! No, I didn't. Just missed the bone. Went through the armor, but missed the bone inside the armor.
Yep. Nasty, nasty stuff. So, where were we?
It's pretty nasty looking. That armor is so cool.
Niles. Sorry.
Thank you. I'm wearing armor looks just like it.
I know. It's so cool.
So, I am going to cast my heal. Three-action burst.
Mm-hmm.
Centered on myself.
So you rev it up for three whole actions, 1, 2, 3 chevrons, as it were, and centering on yourself 30 feet in every direction?
Every direction, and that's how it also turn undead works.
Okay. I'm looking at these, let's just do some Okay, it's not showing on the main screen, but it's like all of them are within 30 feet. Even the guy in the corner here, 25, 30. Okay.
So I get to roll a...
Now, when you turn undead, is that an action? Because if you use the spell as a burst for three...
It's part of the action.
So the turn undead doesn't count as an action?
Nope.
Okay.
But it's not as powerful as it used to be.
Okay. So what happens now?
So what happens now is for all the people that are living... Good point.
I'll take it.
I'll adjust here.
Thank you. And the undead. When you use a heal spell to damage an undead, each undead of my level or lower, so they get to make a save. If they fail their save, that critically fail their save, they flee for one round. Fleeing condition for one round.
Okay. Can you target everybody with this and like have it?
It's a burst.
Yeah, no, I'm just wondering if in Fantasy Grounds, if we could set you up the target and it'll roll the...
Yeah, I think you can control click all of them and they'll target them all.
Anyway, right now I'm spamming all the different targets, right? So see if you can't
30,
cast,
30, 30, 30, 30.
See if you can actually cast the spell in a turn. Actually, this might heal them if we're not careful.
Yeah, well, we will find out. So I'll try casting it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course for them it's 10.
Yeah. Yeah. It says not wounded, not wounded, not wounded, not wounded. So it didn't work.
So yeah, it did heal them, didn't it?
No,
yeah.
No, it didn't. It didn't give them an extra hit points. But okay, so you're doing a one. Do you roll separately? Isn't it like the same number? 1 point for us and 1 point of damage to them.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh,
but they have to make a save.
Okay.
And it's not telling me all the actual save.
Fortitude, a will.
Last save.
Hold on, I gotta look at this. I am looking.
It may be flat.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotta look.
That's probably a will. Used to be willpower if we're afraid of you. If we're afraid of you, it's willpower. If it's... Can I fortitude?
Yeah, but they're undead are immune to mind effect. It's not a mind effect. So.
No, but in ye old rules, when you were channeling and doing this stuff, they had the undead make will saves
I'm
to flee.
Okay.
I do have a will, a reflex, and a fortitude. So.
Well, there is a will.
There is a way.
Mm-hmm.
You only search so fast. I'm at H's.
So,
if they make a save,
here
we go.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
All right.
Yeah. Well, we're waiting for Niles. Theon, what do you want to do?
I know, but yeah.
Let's see here. While you're waiting,
because it's a reactionary. At a fighter's instinct, a bunch of them are packed at the bottom, pelting you guys with bows. The guys that are closest are swinging with weapons, and the nastiest looking one is on your left.
It gets you.
Oops, runs away
go
from
ahead.
Nasty.
Go ahead, Niles.
Yeah, it gets a basic fort save.
Yeah. Against your DC?
Yep.
And what is your personal DC? 10 plus your level?
DC?
Yeah.
10 plus your caster modifier. 16.
Okay.
Okay.
So if they critically fail, then they flee. If they are lower level than you.
And if they just fail?
Then they take damage.
Okay.
And they go back to hell and burn for all of a turn.
I'm okay with that too.
Okay.
That took forever because that was the first time using that.
Hey, wait. Clap, everybody.
Okay. Can I have a...
Yay, clerics.
Can you have a what?
A will save from Al.
From me? Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Perhaps you can, perhaps you can't. We'll find out here shortly. 24.
Okay. When it hits you, it has a necromantic magic sort of entered you and you warded it off. You had this strange pins and needle feeling, but you warded it. We'll get back to
it. Lads, careful of that one with the halberd. It's evil.
Okay, so you are telling me that we all take 1 point of damage from your spell. From your burst. This we know.
My burst.
Right? So, dulling out the wee damage. Okay? Next, each one of us get a willpower or fortitude? Fortitude save, starting with the big guy, 18 save. And then we'll just go down the list here since they all have the same one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I believe. And we're looking at 18, 4, 13, 18, 9. So 3 fail.
Critically fail.
Yep, there's a critical fail here. A 9, not so critical. 13 fail, but not so critical. So 1 critically fails, 2 just normally fail.
Yep.
And what happens to us?
It's the fleeing condition for one round.
Just the critical guy?
Yep.
Okay, and the rest are fine?
Yep.
Okay. And is there any penalty for just failing?
Just damage. That's it. It's just critically fail. That's all it states.
Okay. So if I make my saving throw, I take no damage.
Don't know.
Okay.
Who critically failed?
One of the skeletal guys.
Which one?
You don't know. You're busy. I'm waiting to get more information from our cleric. Oh, the one that's obviously going to bolt on its turn. Yep. Right? Because I don't bolt on your turn. I bolt on my turn. Right? Yes. So, sorry, Theon. So let's talk about, well, Niles is looking up if I actually take note. So a couple of these guys saved if they take no damage from saving, which would make sense. Theon, what are we actually going to get you to do?
Well, I'm waiting to see who caught on fire from the holy radiance.
Do you want to delay till after our turn?
No, I'm looking to see who has smoke coming from them.
I can tell you that... okay, so perception then is your first action? Because now you're weighing your odds against this guy, this guy, this guy. Like, you're like literally going, which one of you is...
I'm not wasting an action to perceive.
Okay.
Move right there, and I will attack medium undead one. I've got everybody around me targeted, so I don't know if this will...
Okay, back up.
Hang on, let me untarget. Let me move to there and then
again,
target.
Okay, back up. Take your first step into a square. Thank you. Halbrid, fighter, attack of opportunity, 10-foot reach, swing, trigger.
Yep.
Right? So the big guy, you take, you know, you go to rush down there, and buddy just, hello.
An undead fighter.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Did I show you the you know, the picture?
Black card?
The picture?
Well, yeah, not all undead that wear armor are fighters. That just could be stuff that they were stuck in when they died.
That's true.
That would imply that the undead have class levels, and that would make them tougher than regular, but yeah. I'm fine. Take your swing.
Well, I'm looking...
It's called a poke when you're not a dwarf.
I'm looking for another image. Perhaps you've heard of me. This is the front cover of the book. See that? See the pre-gens fighting somebody? Not the big dragon, but the Hell Knight
okay,
guys?
I was going to say,
that's me. Hi. Hi there. Right. Welcome to the boss fight of the dungeon. Yeah.
The term is, bring it on.
But the funny thing is, I don't have a name. It's a creature. It's called a skeletal Hell Knight. So he's a special undead, but they don't give him a name. So I'm not going to pull cards, considering we used a crap ton of them in the last fight. I'll give you that at least. So, back to the matter at hand. Let's pull up these guys. We target Al as he makes a run for it.
You don't want to target Al. You want to target Theon.
Sorry, Theon.
I mean, you could target Al. That would be just fine with me.
You can target Al. Da, 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 da.
Swinging with a 15 and misses.
Nice.
A fighter expecting it coming from the fighter. So as you were.
All right, moves to there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I shall attack Sir Dickhead.
The first one on the left there.
Sir.
Dead one.
And I'm going to use me a fancy flail. Let's see.
Ooh, can you do a sweeping attack to all the adjacent ones?
I'm going to try.
Oh, that would be nice.
How does that work? How does that work, Joe?
Hang on. Well, I'm sorry.
Joe's still looking up his hit point thing. So tell me a save is no damage, a fail is 1 point, and a critical I run. That would make sense to me.
Ready? It gets a basic fortitude save.
Right.
Period.
Does it say fortitude negates?
Yep. That's period. That's all it says. So.
Okay.
You can do that ruling.
Yeah, I'm going to say a fortitude, no damage, because you can just do a whole bunch of creatures at
fortitude
once.
Fortitude for half, like other spells.
Okay, half of one.
Otherwise,
half
fortitude
one is,
for a full save is... half of one is one.
Yeah, round down. Yeah, I'll give you that for now. Sure. Yeah. It is a boss fight, and there's like five of us. Sure. Yeah, fort for half. That sounds good. Because it's an energy, right? It's not just an attack, so like poison. Sure. So yeah, damage stays, fort for half. Okay, so let's talk about sweeping weapons.
Sure, we can.
Do you get, is it automatic? Do you get an athletics check? Let's have your attack there, Theon.
It is okay. In your weapon description.
Yes.
So based on the weapon.
So 16 looks like a hit. And if I were to roll damage, that would be 8 points and destroyed.
Okay. So basically what you do is when you attack multiple guys in a round. It's not like one attack gets you several guys. It's like, I'm attacking this guy, and on the same turn, I'm going to change targets to that guy. Because it's a sweeping weapon, you get a plus one bonus to attack the second character in the same... You know what I mean? You get three chevrons, you can spread out three attacks amongst three targets. It's still -5, -10, blah, blah, blah. But because it's a sweeping weapon, it'll give you a plus one to hit those other two guys because you're doing a sweeping motion.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay, so starting on the lead guy with your...
So he's destroyed.
Right, now your axe is a sweeping weapon as well, but you're trying out the warflail for funds.
I'm trying out the plus one warflail.
Right.
Yes.
And eight points, and you just shatter him.
Yeah!
Kaplow.
Next, I would like to try against this one. So now, this one says it's at plus five. So it'd actually be 1 point higher.
You mean -5?
Yeah, yeah. It's.
Oh, the 10 became 5.
Ooh, natural one.
Critical miss. Critical miss. Critical miss.
All these weapons are cursed.
Yep. Where's my cards? He doesn't get it. It's a boss fight. No.
All these weapons are cursed.
No.
I wonder why Murrow
had no name.
Feet.
I have no name. This is, like I said, normally, well, boss fight, this is our ruling. I pull the cards, but we just used all the cards on a non-boss fight, and this guy has no name, so I'll let you balance that. So, a critical miss. Oi. Well.
It's just a miss.
Yep, it's just a miss. But I can also say, like, I am supposed to make up funds yet. I'm going to have you, like, you screw up your third attack. Actually, no, you're out of attacks.
I don't have a third attack. I moved and two attacks.
Yeah.
And I'm done.
Okay. Round one. Miros, wake up.
I've been awake this entire time. I've been moving in slow motion.
Yeah. I'm going to move up to the corner, and I'm going to attack Niles, because, Mr. Cleric, you seem to be troublesome, and I'm smart enough not to let myself get flanked right out of the gate. So taking a 5-foot step into the corner, hitting Niles squarely with a 27. Niles, not only do you take double damage and you take 13 points of damage, can I have a, I think it's a fortitude? Because as a trigger...
That's what you had me roll.
Yep.
Oh, no, Will. You had me roll Will.
I glow, and that flaming head that suddenly ignites comes down my arms into my weapon, and I invoke a reckoning of divine mental enchantment, and as I hit a foe with a strike, a rite of mortification that the Hell Knight's Order used to use to focus our minds, you feel as if nails are being driven into your body, and you must succeed a will save, not a fort save.
Okay. And here's my... Al is a 22.
Or just feel like prickly pins and needles like Al. I hate you all.
That's good. Solid.
That's a lot of, like, disappointment for a big buildup. Hey, 13 points of damage. Ow.
Hurts.
It hurts me. It hurts me so bad. So, Miros, again.
Oi.
With the scimitar. Natural 20.
Yeah, you hit the one that's on the ground.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I dropped my scimitar. That's right. And you're still flat-footed. So, as an action, I'll retrieve it. And now, here it comes with a natural 20.
On his turn, he can retrieve it.
It is my turn.
Okay.
It's round one. It's my turn. You haven't gone yet. So, I dropped it. You went, huh? You still haven't gone yet. It's my turn again, because it's round one, and I retrieve it. Not provoking, sorry. Anyway, I retrieve it, and as my first strike action, natural 20 with a crit. And
what?
You didn't go during the surprise round. I just crit you with a natural 20. You take 10 points of damage as this thing slices at you.
Ah, sorry. Wait. There's another character here.
Hmm.
Ah!
And that's my first attack. I retrieve my weapon. Now, this is an agile weapon scimitar. I believe it's a finesse weapon. No, it's not. Forceful sweep weapon. So it's a -5. So attacking you again at -5 as my last attack.
Yeah.
With the critical miss. And he drops it again. Because it's the ground again.
Oh, no. He dropped it in my chest.
Yeah, it gets stuck in the chest hairs. It's like pulling it out. Like, it's stuck in tree bark. What's going on here? So, the guy that was shooting a bow is now confronted by Theon, and the guy left of me, the skeletal warrior left of me, just burst into, you know. So he just drops the bow, right?
Yeah.
And instead of drawing the scimitar, provoking, because it's a move action, it just claws you. These warriors seem to have a remnant of their old training.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying they act particularly smart, but these things don't act low-level dumb. A 24 to hit at you, sir, and it does 4 points of damage as a single hit, and then negative 4 as it claws at you again with a 15 and misses, and it takes a step back.
That provokes. Yep.
Like I said, we're smart, but we're not, like, you know, we're not brainiacs. Smarter than most.
All right. So then I will take my attack of opportunity.
Okay. Have you already taken an attack of opportunity this round?
I have not.
Okay.
So that's a critical.
Whee! Go, go, war flail.
27 points of damage.
Oh. So close. What? Poof. And kapoof. And our numbers are dwindling. Then we have the guy with a bow just shooting you at 10 feet.
Yep.
With my bow, pull my arrow. Now, this is not
one
the
of
guy.
Those dude, one of those dudes dropped their arrow.
That was the one he just smoked.
Okay.
That was the guy in the wall that he just, because it was like, oh crap, is that the same guy? It's like, no, that guy was on the wall. He smoked you. Anyway, this guy shoots and you're ready for it. Using the axe head, cling, yeah, off the, you know. And the last one. Okay, I have a bow. Right? You see the skeletal head. Look at the first two guys, right? One shot at you and missed. One guy moved back and got smote. Another guy got smote, right? So he drops the bow,
yep,
and again, just tries to claw at you. 17 with a miss.
Yeah. Duck to the side.
-4. Right.
Darty.
Right. 18 with a hit. And then foolishly goes for the, you know, the -8 hit for a
the
third.
Coup-day.
Yeah, instead of a with more missing. Oh, this is -2. That should have said 8. Oh, I have pluses, right? Sorry. Anyway, I did manage to hit you once, raking its claws across you. D4 plus 6 points of clawing nasty damage. And round...
D4 plus 6? These guys don't miss arm day.
Yep.
Oh, they do not.
Digging into round 1. Ow! What do you do?
Right, I am going to... What am I going to do?
Help!
I am going to... Yeah, I'm not moving too far, I'll tell you that for sure. What's the description on the... Oh, it's touch. I'm not doing that.
Can you shoot
right,
around
so,
corners?
Again, I'm going to try telekinetic projectile. But go this time it. I'll do the one that's swinging at Muros. Try and free him up. So, control click, control click, and
there you go.
Let's
oh, look,
try it.
They grow up so fast, he's targeting all by himself.
An 18 for a hit.
Ow. No, we're undead. We don't say ow.
And seven dams. So, a piece of stone sitting on the floor flies towards the creature, pulverizing it into a pile of dust.
Oi! Watch my face!
What did you get to hit me? 18?
Aye.
Did you take off the 2 for the shield bonuses your boys are giving me?
No, but does a 16 hit?
That's a good question. Yes. Barely.
Good, then. I'll take it.
Just saying.
And I've still got an action.
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to, because he is adjacent, cast True Strike. Oh, no, I'm not. Never mind. No, I'm not. That's the end of my turn.
That would have helped, but thanks.
I would, but I don't have the spell slot, so I'm not going to do that. That's the end of my turn.
Hmm.
I'm going to do a little victory dance.
Yeah. Hey, Babariba. All right. Muros. Oh, welcome to the party, Muros. Technically, it's round 1, though it's half over as usual.
It was a long 6 seconds.
Yeah, not even.
Eventful.
Things happened.
Muros is clearing the room.
Yeah, he's noticed. I got a bit of coaching up to do.
So what do you want to do?
I want to do things. First, mountain stance.
It's all good, cousin. He left the big one for you.
He did. Yeah. Good folk. And Niles, you get your wiggly fingers ready, right?
Nope.
We're I heard on our own. No. Niles, just nod. Just nod. All right, thank you. All right.
It's first all good.
First.
He can wiggle him. That just might not do anything.
That's all I asked about, wasn't it? I'm wise in these ways. So first, I go into mountain sense.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly,
I move over here in front of Niles. He's too vulnerable. He's too soft. He's too human. And then thirdly, okay. I get this little annoying scaly here.
One second. Let's go back to number two. As you as you leave Niles' square and shorten the gap, my 10-foot reach, thank you. Attack of opportunity against you. Now, I've used my attack of opportunity this round against Theoin, so I think he actually doesn't do anything. So you're good.
No, that was actually last round.
No, Theoin moved.
On the surprise round.
Oh, he did, that's right. So I'm reloaded. Hi there.
Hello.
Yeah, and I could tell because he's in a different position now than he was.
But I would get a bonus for going through a friendly tile, wouldn't I?
When you
cover bonus.
When you leave.
Fine. No, don't do that.
He has to be in front of you. Not only are you in it, leaving into an open square, so I'm going to say no cover bonus, sorry.
I'm traveling through a friendly square.
Yeah, and he has to be in front of you.
Yeah. Here,
let me put you back where you were. Stab. This gives you a +1 bonus, okay?
Aye.
This doesn't. And this halfway out in the open certainly does not. And that's when you provoke, when you leave his, so sorry.
You take your pokings,
Uh-huh. Oh, there's going to be poking. Well,
no doubt.
Halbreading. Halbreading? Is that a word?
Poking.
No, I don't think so.
No. I was trying to speak Muros, and only Muros can speak Muros. He just got me confused. 28 to hit you, sir. Can I have that willpower save?
That dude has some mad pluses to hit. I'll tell you. Wait.
Told you. I made the front cover of Hell Knight Weekly. What?
What save?
Will.
Fortitude.
Will.
Oh, no, Will. Will. Yeah.
Will.
Will. Right. Looking for a Will of 17.
No, that's not the 17. That's a 13.
So close.
You take 8 points of damage from the Halberd, and then, and then failing your save, you are stunned 1 from the pain.
Ew.
And was this a critical fail?
No.
But a critical fail? No. Critical fail, the pain of nails being driven into you actually manifests as puncture wounds. And you take, well, we'll talk about it later. But right now, the bristling chest hairs feel like they're being driven like nails into your chest. And the pain grants you, for some reason, the stunned condition, stunned 1, which I will add to you now.
So that takes away from my action pool immediately.
I don't know about your action pool, because that's me, right?
Well, that's what stun does.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it reduces your actions. So if I started this turn with a stunned 1 condition, I would only have 2 actions left available to me.
You took a single action to move here, right?
I took an action to go into mountain stance.
Right, your second
then
was move?
Then I took an action to move.
And that movement caused you to be stunned, taking off your last action. So here you are.
Done my turn.
Yeah.
Bleeding.
A little bit.
No, not the condition, please.
You're fine. I'm sure you're fine. Niles.
Yeah. All right. I will raise my shield.
Shield's up. Wait for that.
Shield's up.
No. I got this.
And?
And then I will move.
Back?
A 5.
Away from the corner of death? Okay. Unfortunately, I've used my attack of opportunity, so you just slide and go dancing around.
Yep. Theoin, get up here.
I'm coming.
And I will attack.
Oh, he's busy.
Pokey.
Boxing me in, are you?
And a pokey. Oh, I didn't target him. Sorry.
I gotcha.
Miss. 17. A miss.
A miss. Boxed into a corner. At the beginning of the end of round 1. Theoin, do you care to leave these two confused, knee-biting archers to help your friends? Or are you going to finish these guys? What will you do?
Well, I'm going to take a chop at medium undead 5. Here.
Okay.
You know, why let him miss all the fun? Oops, I rolled twice. Excuse me. First attack roll, however, is a 27.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a crit? Oh, it doesn't look like it. Dang. Doing 7 points of damage?
It should be.
Well, it still says destroyed, so.
That works.
The end game is what we're talking about. Okay.
That's what. And then I will take my sudden charge, which is a 2 action, which allows me to move there and squeeze an attack off. So basically, attack, move, attack.
Okay. And even though you're entering my 10-foot range, I've used all my triggering attacks, so.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. 29. Does a 29 hit?
Yes.
If it doesn't, we're
dead.
Does a 29 crit?
Does a 29 crit? That's the important thing.
Does a 29 crit? That's a very good question. No. No, it does not. Missed it by one.
Right, well, let me. Well, then take 14 points of damage.
Wow.
Ow. I got AC of 20. I'm wearing Hellknight armor. AC 20. Does that sound familiar, Mr. Bulwark Pants? Yeah.
No, because my AC is only 18.
You had it up to 20 a while ago. Unless we thought of something. Oh, then we realized it was broken and it had less. Top of the round. Round two.
Can I still be holding the blade in my boots?
Round two. I'm cornered, or you would think. But you'll find out what happens next time on the Elven Portal Podcast, Age of Ashes. We're over time here. Say goodnight, Theoin.
Oh, good night to you.
Say goodnight, Niles.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.